works now. Okay, we are on live. Bike Sport Radio. Finally made it in. Technical difficulties outside of my control, if that's what it is. This is Robert. My second trip around on this crazy circle of radio broadcasting to you bicycle people out there. God, I hope I can be heard. I have no idea. Can you hear what I say? Well, guess we'll find out. If anybody calls me, texts me, message me on Facebook, say, I can't hear you, let me know. All right, starting off, we got Christmas a couple days away. I know everyone's still scrambling for that last minute Christmas gift that's going to make your loved one happy. And, well, is there really any way to make someone fully 100% happy? How do you keep your cyclist happy? Well, everybody knows a shiny new two-wheeled bicycle under the tree or in the garage or heck, in your bedroom with you makes every cyclist happy. But, you know, times are tight. Money's, you know, going out faster than you can make it. It is what it is, you know. So today's show, got a couple of things we're going to talk about. We're going to have a very quick, short show. Once again, you know, usually on from 4 to 5. And got in at 4:30. So, hey, better late than never, right? Anyways, last week when we left the show, we were talking about some bicycle laws. I picked up a really cool pamphlet. And on this pamphlet, it had a kind of some interesting laws out there about riding bikes in the street. And started reading through it, and I guess I left you guys off with a question last week. It's a true or false question where handlebars must be positioned so the bicycle operator's hands are not elevated above the level of his or her shoulders when grasping the normal steering grip area. True or false? And the answer is... Ooh, what is the answer? Nah, just kidding. It is true. You can't ride around with ape hangers. So, you know, if you got those ape hangers on that beautiful Coronagle, you're going to have to, you know, cut them down or rotate them or flip them or do something. I'm not sure what. But, yeah, you can't run with ape hangers. Now, God, how many of these have I seen lately? It's L.A. They're all over the place. I guess laws don't apply to us bicycle riders. Well, at least laws like that. But hey, I will admit, you know, guys, girls, people, anybody out there on a bicycle, stop running the bloody stop signs. Please, 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 please stop running those stop signs. I know. I take the look. We don't see them coming. It looks clear, but it's an image thing. At least slow down, come to a crawl at minimum. Ideally, you know, the right way to do is put a foot down, but you know, they're really cracking down on that in L.A. right now. They're really, the running of the stop signs is a big issue. So let's try to at least, you know, for the new year, everybody, come to a stop, you know. And let's try to coexist. There's just so much hatred towards us right now. And we need to really kind of clean up our image, get us going back on the right track. So, all right, that's enough. Enough of that. I don't get into that stuff. I just go ride my bike when I can. We've had rain up here. Mountain bikers, please respect the trails. Please respect the trails. They are really muddy. Some areas hold up better than others. And if you're a regular in the area, you know which trails hold up really well. And you know which ones are really bad. And yeah, as much fun as it is to spend hours cleaning mud off your bike and, you know, enjoying ripping up a trail in the mud and just having a good time, we got to have that trail all year long. And, you know, we put a nice rut down the middle of it. Before you know it, we're going to have no trail. So, you know, be careful out there. Stick to the road. Stick to the well-drained trails. Let them dry up a bit. You know, anything south-facing is probably pretty dry by now. Anything north-facing is still going to be really wet. Like I said, I know I want to hit the puddles as much as anyone else, but, you know, going home and spending an hour cleaning all the mud and gunk out of your bike is just not any fun. So spend some time on the road. Spend some time on some well-drained trails, south-facing ones. Get some sun, so they're pretty dry right now. The north-facing are still mighty cold here in the LA area. So keep that in mind when you're out there ripping up trails, but get out there and ride. Get your lights out. Enjoy the nighttime. By the way, be careful out in the Verdugos. Anybody out in the Verdugos, I guess the kitty cats are out and they're out. They're looking for food. So as a friend of mine once said, and I laughed, says, you don't have to be the fastest rider when it comes to encountering a mountain lion. You just have to be faster than the guy you're riding with. So words have never been spoken so true. All right. So I actually have an agenda today. I'm organized, I think. This past weekend, we had a couple of major end-of-year events take place. One of which is the Southridge USA Awards Banquet that was held last Sunday morning. And yours truly was supposed to go and get an award, but yours truly was out suffering, doing some cyclocross. And, you know, it was tough. It's so tough. And after looking at the pictures, though, from Southridge, guess what? I'm not missing it next year. I'll be there. Anyways, Southridge USA, been going for many, many, many years now and just consistently got their act together. They have one of the best award ceremonies at the end of the year. And, you know, I have everybody's name here for different disciplines. I actually, downhill and cross country. And I was going to go through everybody and give everybody your kudos because it's awesome to hear your name. However, due to my time limitations here, I'm going to just cut it real short, hit a couple of classes here. And anybody who wants to see the full list, go to southridgeusa.com, check on the 2014 results page, and you can see the whole gamut of points and all the categories, from the downhill, cross country. You've got the dual slalom, but the enduro, and they have one more discipline. I keep forgetting. I'll check it in a second. But downhill pro man, we'll start with them, was taken by John, and you know, of course, can't read my own writing. It must have been late. John Buckle. Vet pro was Jerome Lacote. Expert 18 and under was Jared Hansen. Expert men 19 to 26 is Dalton Bush. Expert man 27 to 34 is Robert Compton. 35 to 42 was Taylor Titone. 43 to 50, Rob Wexler. And 51 to 58, John Secor. Open women was won by Danny Johnson. Okay. And, you know, I like to attack everybody in this if I could, but I want to concentrate on a couple of the special classes. Would you believe there was a 59-plus beginner downhill racer? 59-plus. 59 years of age. The last thing I want to do is be racing down a hill with boulders, rocks, and drops. I don't know. I just don't see that happening. But who knows, knowing me, I like two wheels. But that was won by David Bucknell, 59 plus category. That was beginner category at that. So hats off to them. That's insane. Another nice thing they have is they have an over 200 pound class. And I think that's a distinct advantage because you're letting gravity pull you down. But anybody who's ridden Southridge knows it's not a full, like, let gravity drag you to the bottom course. You got to pedal, you got to move, but Jason Simpson won that class, so we used to call that the Clydesdales. Now it's over 200 pounds. I still think Clydesdale's a better name, but hey, we'll leave that to this old school guys. Another thing they do over there, which is pretty nice, is they have a lot of youth racers starting at 9 years old. and they separate them by a couple years, which is really cool. So if you want to get your younger child in there, and you don't want to put them up against the 18-year-olds, you know, 16, 17-year-olds, you got categories for everybody. So take a look at that. And their winter series is getting ready to start up in a couple weeks here. So, matter of fact, January 10th and 11th, that weekend, it's 2 days of racing. Cross countries on Saturday, downhill and everything else on Sunday usually. And anybody who's ridden a cross country course, God, that's a cross country course. You know, the hills are steep, short, power, get to the top, technical, lots of technical riding in there. If you want to test your tech skills, that's the place to go. Rock drop offs, and with this rain, it's hard to say what it's done. Could have made it better, could have made it worse. Donnie's out there. They're maintaining the course as always. They take care of it to make sure it's safe, to make sure it's fun, challenging. And I will admit, last year, Southridge took me out for most of the season. Combination of bad luck. But yeah, sadly, I was in contention. I could have been a contender and took me out. But anyways, their schedules, first race weekend, January 10th and 11th. Then January 24th and 25th, February 7th and 8th, February 21st to 22nd, and then March 7th and 8th. So put that on your calendar. You can find out more info at SouthridgeUSA.com. Another fun series of races, a little closer to home here if you're in the LA area, is the Coaster Brake Challenge. Now, I am dying to try this. However, I've got a rule at home. I can't get any more bikes. So if anybody has a Coaster Brake cruiser laying around somewhere that I can borrow for a couple of these weekends, that would be awesome. It's Coaster Brake Challenge put on by Paul at Atomic Cycles out there in Van Nuys. And he puts on this crazy series of races. You got to have a Coaster Brake. No single speeds, no handbrakes. Got to be a Coaster Brake bike. And let me tell you, they had some pretty creative people out there with some pretty creative items they run out there. So he's got various weekends. January 4th is his first one, January 11th, then the 18th, and then the 25th. So those are Sundays. And heads up, they're slightly outlawish the way we like them. They're organized, but they're outlawish, and they're impromptu, and they're just go out and have some fun. No entry fees. At least I don't think there's entry fees. I didn't see any. But for more info, check out AtomicCycles.com. You'll find everything you need to know, or give Paul a call if he's not grouchy or grumpy. He will answer your call. He's got some really cool stuff on that website, too, if you're into the old school BMX stuff. So definitely want to take a look at that. Ah, and for you endurance crazy people such as myself. Yeah, I said it. We have SoCal Endurance is putting on race number one of a 3-race endurance series out in Vail Lake. So this is number one, and this is scheduled for January 31st. You can go out and do 6 hours of torture. Or you can do 12 hours of torture. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Not torture. This is fun. My bad. Fun. So, yeah. I've actually really got hooked to the 6 hours. Everybody's telling me, God, that's just way too much. Why are you doing that to yourself? It's crazy. It's nuts. It's a challenge. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And that's usually what happens at a 6-hour. Some people have a good clean run. Other people discover that, wow, this is the, I wasn't prepared for it. And everybody who's done it, though, always says they're going back for more. So once you do it, you can sit there and tell your friends that you are a 6-hour endurance racer. Or if you really feel motivated, you can go ahead and do the 12-hour. And, my goal was to do 12 hours this year. We're going to see. Sadly, Mother Nature decided to take care of some issues with my leg, so I'm not sure what's going to happen here. But I'm still riding, still racing, doing my thing. So somebody yelled at me for racing cross with my injury. They're like, what? You actually raced cross along with that injury? I go, yep, sure did. Didn't know, did you? So I didn't have a good year, but hey, I had a year. Speaking of cyclocross, our local SoCal series just ended last weekend with the good old Santa Cross. Santa Cross is a tradition in L.A. No matter who puts on the race, we always have a Santa race, a Santa Cross race. And this one lived up to its expectations. It was supposed to be a two-day race, got cut down to one due to our, I want to say our little encounter with Mother Nature, the weather, and the fact that Southern California soil just cannot handle rain. But, yeah, basically that's what it is, you know. People don't understand it. Grass grows back. Hello, managers out there, you know, managing properties and parks. Guess what? You know, grass grows back. Throw a little seed on it. It'll be back before you know it. You won't even know we were there. So get over yourselves. Stop trying to make money off of a situation that you know is going to redeem itself. There I go again. See? God. I knew this was going to be a bad thing, getting on the radio and doing this stuff. Anyways, SoCal Cross did their final, and I'm going to go with the team results because my team got up there. Yeah. Anyways, taking first was the team. Two was Cello Pacific. Good group of people. I actually like them. Fun bunch. And third up there on the podium was Montrose Bike Shop, and that's the team I started riding for this year. Great group of people, and I love our motto on our jerseys. It's a drinking team with a cycling problem. Gotta love it. Anyways, I'm going to go through just a couple of the overall winners of the series, and a person who's really put his time in this year and just came out of, I wouldn't say came out of nowhere, but he's been quietly creeping up the ranks. And that was Alfred Pacheco out of Buena Park. I believe it's Buena Park Cycles. He actually won the men's Elite A level division. The U23 was won by a local boy here in Burbank, Spencer Rethcap Camp. Oh, he's going to get mad at me. But he won the U23, which A level racers as well. A good job for those two guys. They've been working hard. Women's A was won by Summer Moak. I know I slaughtered her name, but apologize for that. And she not only won the overall Women's A, but she also won the U23 division as well. So good job for her. She was pretty dominant. Men's B's was won by Chad McConley. Women's B was won by Katie Bennett. And as I looked, if my eyes did not deceive me, she walked away with a really nice set of wheels for overall. Good job. Congrats to her. And going down the line here, we got 35 plus A man was Ryan Dahl. 45 plus A, did I say that right? Yeah. Mike McMahon, good racer, fun guy. All around great heckler. He takes his own personal boombox out. Man, awesome guy. 35 plus B's won by Ben Duong. 45 plus B's was won by Mike Giroux. 55 plus was won by Jay Thornton. Women's 35 plus won by my teammate Isabel Thompson. Consistency plays a lot. She was always racing. Men's C's. I call a pro beginner class. Yeah, I'll say it. I have no problem saying it. Half those guys don't belong there. Martin Johnson took the win there. Women's C was won by Lisa Phillips. And single speed A's won by Alan Danger-Zinneker. Alan's an all-around great guy. Heal up, Alan, if you're hearing. And single speed B, this name's going to sound familiar because he won the 35 plus B's. This was Ben Duong as well. All right. Let's see. Women. And honorable mention, 65 plus and still going strong. Robert Lamas, also a teammate of mine, won the 65 plus category. Single speed women was won by Christina Probert Turner. She's fast. She's fast anywhere she's on the bike, so hats off. There's a bunch more lists. You can go on to their website and find all the results for the race and for the series finale. The overall series wins as well. Okay. Well, as I said, got in here late. Got some things to do. Wanted to go through the results, but also really wanted to give you guys some gift ideas this year for I hate getting texts. Anyways, give you some gift ideas. Stocking stuffers. Looking for that last minute item. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to get my cyclist? Well, this year at Bikesport Radio, we've actually gone through quite a bit of stuff. We've actually gotten our hands on quite a few test items, and I think these would be great stocking stuffers to think of. First things first, though, I got to give a shout out. One of the best supporters to all of cycling, especially cross-country mountain bike racing, has been the crew up there at Rim Nordic. And just got news that they actually are open this weekend. They're open this weekend and haven't been open in a while. They're offering snowshoeing and some cross-country skiing. It's wintertime. You don't want to be on the bikes all the time. I don't want to run. I don't want to do that. So, what's a better gift to give somebody? Get them a gift certificate up to go do some cross-country skiing or some snowshoeing. How hard can snowshoeing be, right? Go out there, enjoy nature, run the trails, walk the trails, do whatever you want to do. So get out there to Rim Nordic, just across the street there from Snow Valley and running, just past Running Springs. They're open this weekend. Looking forward to myself getting out there this winter and doing some cross-country skiing and some snowshoeing. I actually been wanting to try snowshoeing. I'm pretty sure I'm going to regret it in the morning, but I think it's going to be a great workout, something to break up the cycling monotony. It just running so hard on the body, and hiking does okay, but it's the same vistas over and over. About an hour and a half away, you can go and see a whole different world. Enjoy your winter wonderland. A lot of you have time off during the break. Head on up, and hopefully we keep the snow. It doesn't get too hot, and we'll do some snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. I think those are sound like two fun things I'm looking forward to doing myself. So, anyways, another gift idea. Can never go wrong with gift cards, I guess. Gift cards to your local shop. I'm thinking that stay away from the online. Come on, guys. Let's support our local bike shops. They have gift certificates. They got gift cards. Go attack your local bike shop and say, hey, I want to buy a gift card for what would two tires cost? What would a chain cost? What would some oil cost? How about some foods? Go and support your local bike shop. Just keep everybody going. And you know what? Here's a secret, guys. I'm going to tell everybody. Go support. And a lot of times, believe it or not, you end up with a better deal than you would if you went online. And you just get that customer service. You get the person that knows actually what the heck they're talking about. And if you have a problem, which usually you won't because you'll get the right thing to begin with, you don't have to worry about exchanging it and sending it back and chasing your money. So support your LBS, and they can get stuff in the same amount of time as you would if you placed the order today. So as long as, of course, it's in stock. Sometimes they're not in stock, but hey, that's most of it we can get. But here's some good stuff, stocking stuffer ideas. If your significant other is looking, have them hear this, because we all know that we know what we want. We definitely know what we want, but sometimes they don't. My wife, she just flat out tells me, I have no idea what to get you, and if I did, I would pay too much for it, and you'd get mad at me. Raise your hand. Yeah, you all know you'd say the same thing. Unless, of course, your wife or significant other is into the sport with you, and in which case they will probably get what they wanted. So, anyways, get some food. You can't go wrong getting a cyclist some food as long as it's not, out there. Take a look in the wrappers, look in the trash can after a ride, see what their favorite food is, take the clues. Bonk Breakers, I think one of the best foods out there. Tastes like actual food. You know, nothing like opening up the peanut butter and jelly sandwich food and actually smells like peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's amazing. Or the apple pie, for that matter. Those are my two favorites. I live off those things on the bike. Bonk Breakers is getting big. Look around. They're all over the place. So enjoy. That's a great little stocking stuffer right there. If your rider is a rider who rides alone, there is some really great tools out there, because you know nowadays everyone's carrying a cell phone with them, which is awesome, but there are times when if you're knocked senseless, you're not going to answer or talk to your phone. So we got a couple great tools, one of which I've been testing for a couple years now is the Ice Dot crash sensor. A little yellow dot goes on your helmet, senses a crash and impact, uses your cell phone, it mates to your cell phone and sends a signal out to all your emergency contacts letting them know where you are. So they can go find the body find you, hopefully not a body. But, most places we ride here in L.A. do have cell signal. A couple places like down by Sullivan Canyon gets a little sketchy sometimes based on your carrier. But for the most part, I've never lost signal with the Ice Dot. Available. There's some actually really good Facebook specials of all things. Go on your Facebook and check out Ice Dot, and there's some great specials on there. And it's really cheap insurance. It's been very consistent, works well, it's small, light. You charge it up, it holds a charge for a long time, and it works. I've banged my head, ducking into a car and forgot my helmet was on, and I set it off. Nice thing about it, though, is you can set it to delay how long it's going to, go before it starts sending out, I'm crashed. I have mine set for like 2-3 minutes, so it gives me enough time to dig my phone out of wherever I have it stashed. And it works. I've gotten those phone calls where, I put my helmet on the ground for some reason, or it fell off my handlebars during a break, and I forgot to turn this, it off, and all of a sudden my phone starts ringing, and a phone tells you a crash has been detected. It's like, oh, and they're calling to make sure that I'm okay. So it's a great tool. I ride alone a lot, especially up in the mountains and stuff, even on the road, and it's a great little tool. So check it out, Ice Dot, and perfect stocking stuffer. It'll fit in a stocking that's that small. Road ID. Can't go wrong with getting your people road ID. Road IDs, and there's so many now. You can't go wrong with any of them. Everyone has their little thing. Most now have an online database, so you just fill that up, and it's always there on file. As a first responder myself, we do look for them, especially if you're unconscious. We start scanning. It's funny though, first responders do, but doctors don't. So, I don't know. We got to work on those guys next. And girls, I should say. What else would be a great tool? Tires. Can't go wrong with tires. Wintertime. Looking for some good tires? We need something that's a little more cut abrasive. We don't need anything super light. We're not racing yet, right? So, you can get away with some nice, heavy, good all-season. I want to really say all-season tires. Get something a little heavier to deal with the debris and cut resistance. So we've got, right now I'm on a pair of Kenda Countach Endurance tires. I heard they just, they changed the inner liner, lightened them up a bit, but still has the same cut resistance. So I'm putting those through the paces right now. So you definitely want to take a look at those. Gator skins, can't go wrong with gator skins. Continentals, they make them, but you got to find them. And there's only a couple places in town that I know that actually have them in stock. Rumor has it, though, that we're starting to fill back up to coming into the country, so you should be able to find them and not pay that premium. What else would be a great thing that we've tested? I'd say gloves. Winter's here. We actually have a winter in L.A., goodness gracious, what's going on with it? It's been cold, it's been rainy, it's been windy. Take a look at Seal Skins. Look them up, sealskins.com. They actually make waterproof, windproof, and I'm not kidding when they say waterproof, windproof gloves, socks, shoe covers, head socks, you name it, they do it. And the stuff works. affordable. It's not going to break your bank. They're out of the UK, so you know their winters are wet, cold, and rough. So you definitely want to take a look at that. Sealskin makes a great line of products. I've been testing some out right now. I'm really happy with them. For you people where there's snow, don't laugh, because you're going to be laughing when I say this, but it's a company called Bar Mitts. Neoprene handlebar covers. They are awesome. If you're up in the snow and the wind and the rain, if you're going to be doing a century in the rain, 60 or 50 miler, you're going to be out there for a couple hours. Bar Mitts are just awesome. They're great neoprene covers. They cover your handlebar, brake lever hoods, everything. They zip on. There's enough room to get your hands in and out of the bars quickly and easily. Guaranteed waterproof, windproof. Your hands will be so toasty in there. They're awesome. I actually got a chance to finally use some. And I was just like, man, I look dorky, but guess what? My hands are bloody warm. I don't know about the rest of you, but my hands are warm. Now, the rest of the body, it's a different story. But, I got a chance to really put the Bar Mitts in to a test in the wet, and they worked out awesome. They were just great. So another little, I'd say this is not so much an L.A. issue, maybe more up towards the northern part where we get some snow and some really, really cold areas. Or, hey, you got that fat bike, you want to take up to the mountains and go play in the snow, throw a pair of Bar Mitts on it, keep your hands nice and warm. Chances are, though, you'll keep yourself warm because you'll be sweating like a dog trying to pedal up that snow. The fat bikes for. Let's see here. Going through my list of goodies and stuff. What else would be a great... What else would I want for Christmas? Hey, why not? Get a new computer. Garmin's been owning the market, but last show we talked about the Magellan units. Magellan GPS units are just, I think, really going to give Garmin a run for the money. As people start hearing about them and seeing them, they're going to be like, I want that. Just the interface with the DI2 in itself is just, you know, it's a great product. Great idea. So, let's see here. Hey, let's buy a bike. Why not? Who wants to buy a bike? Well, bottom line is, don't buy anybody a bike. Unless it's your kid. No, seriously though, on a bike purchase, you know, unless you really know what somebody wants, that's a tough one to do because color is just the least of the worries. It's the components, is the fit, and so on and so on and so on. And yeah, we'd all really love to buy our significant other a bike, but that's really a tough one that you don't do. Anybody who knows bikes knows. You go, you fit it, you ride it, you try it. Don't like it, don't buy it. Simple rule. But you can't go wrong with tires. Can't go wrong with clothes. Clothes too. Forgot. Personal preference on that. But, you know, helmets, gloves, things like that. Gift certificates work great. And there's just so many good products. The Garneau line is good. I've been doing a lot of custom clothing lately. Getting to play with some stuff. I'm going to go one thing, though. I am going to go back to socks and whatnot. Buy the Swiftwicks. And I know everyone says, oh, you must be getting them for free. You must be sponsored by them. No, I'm not sponsored by them. I've gotten a chance to put them through the paces, though. And of all the socks I've tried, they're the ones that hold up the best. And they actually do their job. They support your legs. You can get some higher ones to support your calf. And I know there's a big debate about compression socks and cycling. That's my next year. I'll be working on that to see how they work. Some people really like it, some people don't. Just not enough impact on the leg to really know, but there's other things out there, so there's other principles and theories, and we'll go into that in another show. I don't want to go into that right now. Like I said, a lot of it's personal preference, so. But let's see, what else? Apps. Download an app for your significant other or your cyclist in your life. What, an app? Yeah, well, we've got the Strava apps. Everybody's probably got Strava apps, of course. Everyone's going for the KOMs. But got a really cool one now. If you don't want anyone to know where you're at, then you don't give it to anybody. But Road ID actually has a tracking app, which is kind of cool if you want people to follow you, kind of similar to the Spot Tracker, if you're familiar with that, and leaves a little breadcrumb trail of where you're riding and where you're going. Same thing, it uses your cell phone. So once you do lose signal with your cell phone, it takes a little bit of fandangling to get it to reconnect and starts sending out the signal again. I have had some issues with that one, but for the most part, if I keep positive phone signal, it tracks pretty accurately. And it's also got, you know, different settings where you can determine how many people are going to see where you're at, and has a stationary monitor. If you're stationary for too long, it'll send a little alert out saying you've been down for a while. And, you know, the nice thing about it is it's free. It's a free gift. It doesn't cost you anything. So you can order them the bracelet, get them a gift card for the bracelet, and then download the app. It's a group package there. Let's see. How about a nice set of wheels? I know people are like, wheels are another personal thing. Take a look around, though, because wheels, you're right, wheels are a personal thing. But there's so many different options to go now that, you know, want a nice set of training / race wheels. I found a good set, and we've talked about this company before. And I like to keep with the local companies. We've been finding a lot of them locally, and one of which is IRT makes a really awesome race wheel. They're on a couple big teams, all hand-built right here in Pasadena. Pasadena, Glendale, somewhere around there. I'm sure I'm going to get told where it's at. But do some really awesome wheels out of there. But another company that's a little bigger, and they kind of have a cheesy name. They got kind of a bad reputation behind them. Well, not bad. I'm not going to say bad reputation. I'm not going to say that. But they're not as well repped as they should be. And that's Welta. Welta's right local here out of the valley. You can't walk in and get them, but you can get them through all the local shops and whatnot, through the distributors. But they actually make a really good wheel. And affordable. So in a situation where you need to have a couple spare wheel sets, they've got you covered, and you're not going to kill your budget on wheels. They've got some of the lowest priced carbon wheels, fairly light, good rolling, great hubs. I'm on a set of their race wheels right now, just standard aluminum ones, that went across the country in the race across America. One of the top guys is actually running the wheel sets, going across the race across America, and they're stock. They're nothing custom, right out of the box. I believe it, because the set I'm on right now, they're light, 1,400 plus, just a little over 1,400 grams for the set, 11-speed compatible, so no need, you know, having to deal with that. Just easy maintenance, awesome, awesome set of wheels. Lightweight. You know, if you know how to ride and you're not a abuser, definitely a nice set of wheels to get. So I've run through a bunch. I've used some Giants. I like the Giant wheels too. Issues with them. I have broken some spokes. They are a little difficult to find because they're straight pull. So, but otherwise, they're another set of wheels. They're very bulletproof for the most part. Pretty durable. I had a fluke thing happen to mine, but after that, they were solid, so didn't have a problem with that. Let's see. Saddles, that'd be a gift card item. Shoes, gift card item. Oh my gosh, what happened? All these stocking stuffers. I had a whole list, and they're gone. It is what it is. Well, where are we? Don't know. It's hard to fill time in this show. No, it's actually not. It's had to cut down the show a bit. I've got some places to be. I got a ride tonight. It's going to be a nice, cool night in L.A. Make sure you're bundled up. Layer up. There you go. I just gave away my thing. Layer up. Layer up, layer up, layer up tonight. Yeah, base layers. Can't go wrong with any of the base layer stuff. But be smart about it. Believe it or not, you don't have to pay $50 for a base layer. Craft. I'm sorry. I like Craft. I don't want to badmouth them, because They do make a good product, but geez, $50 for a shirt, $40 for a shirt. I'll go to Big Five, grab one for $19. They do me just the same thing, almost. Doesn't look as cool though. But the technology is coming down, and I just find it so hard that as soon as you add the word cycling to something, the price goes up. It's kind of like RV, you know, RV toilet paper is, you know, $20 a package. Hello, it's toilet paper, and you know, it's all going to dissolve at one rate or another. It's just a little thinner. Just go with the one ply, and you'll be fine. Anyways, no, it's true. You know, the industries will tack on a price tag with the name and the title, and it gets kind of ridiculous sometimes. So, it is what it is. Hey, I've got it. I'm sitting here wondering, what other little stocking stuffers could you get and not get your head ripped off on? Computer mounts, camera mounts. Cameras. Oh my gosh, forgot about those guys. How dare I forget about the cameras? Hint, hint to my other half. Camera on my list. Barfly makes awesome mounts, you guys. Barfly makes everything. Computer mounts for most computers. And they make a really nice quick release camera mount that's just solid as can be and works well. Very flexible in use. Worked with GoPro. And if I remember correctly, they're making mounts for all the other cameras coming out. We've got the Garmin Verb that's out there. Sony's Action Cam is out there. And I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but those are the ones that just really shout out to me and go, take me, take pictures with me, buy me, buy me. The nice thing is cameras are getting sleeker. They're getting smaller. The newest generation GoPro is tiny. I mean, it's really small, and the picture quality is just awesome. The Verb does really... I like the Verb. I like the shape on the Verb. The Verb and the Shimano and the Sony... Well, actually, the Shimano are very, 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 very similar to each other. So I guess they must have copied each other. I don't know. Slimline, and they go... So, take a look at the cameras. You can't go wrong with a camera. The nice thing is prices are dropping. Use a coupon. Go online. You will see some stuff. Definitely see some stuff. Alrighty. Let's see. Alright. Well, I think we're going to end Bike Sport Radio on that note. Be careful out there. Ride safe, ride smart. Respect everyone on the trails, respect everyone on the road. Bike Sport's taking 2 weeks off. Gonna enjoy the Christmas holiday and the New Year's Day. Gonna be out riding, hopefully, weather permitting, family permitting. Christmas, probably try to do a Christmas ride if I can, before everybody wakes up. But get out there, ride. Enjoy the time with your family. Don't eat too much. Get some rides going. Speaking of rides, gotta throw this one out there because it sounds like it's going to be fun. Saturday mornings out of Woodland Hills Performance Bike. Yeah, I know. I don't want to hear it. They're doing Saturday morning rides. Now, we've got a couple of different levels of ride. We've got a beginner-friendly ride. So those who want to just get someone into the sport, we have there's a beginner-ish ride with some... It's actually kind of growing into a little more advanced ride. But it's still beginner-ish friendly. Want to get the kids out on this one, that's fine. You want to get your girlfriend who's never ridden or boyfriend who's never ridden out, that's fine. It's a great place to get them started, get acquainted with the rules of the road, riding with a little pack. There's also an advanced ride Saturday mornings out of Woodland Hills Performance at 9 a.m. Now, this particular Saturday ride is going to be the Christmas sweater ride. So bring your best Christmas sweater, if you know what I mean. You know, the one that has your name embroidered on it, tinsel and lights, and maybe a choo-choo train going around it. Wait, I think I gave away my sweater. Oh, anyways. They're going to have a fun, ride. And then that's a road ride primarily. And then if you are in more advanced and you're looking to start racing, or you are racing, don't forget the SEMI ride is in full attack. Well, not quite full attack mode, but the pace is definitely kicking up. So if you want to get out there and test yourself, SEMI ride is going. Starts at the usual place, or you can pick it up along the way. What else is going on? New Year's Day. There used to be a New Year's Day 5K. I'm going to go into the running realm here. We got a half marathon 5K and 10K run out of LA for New Year's. And it's not New Year's Day this year since it's on a Thursday. It's going to be January 3rd. Take a look at that. You can check it out on... find it on active.com. You can also find it on Facebook. Facebook's the new way to advertise your event. So get out there, take a look at it. I'd love to be able to do 5K, but I'm still on a no-run regimen at the moment. So hopefully end of January I can hit the pavement and hit the trails again. Looking forward to it. Never realize how much you miss it. And, you know, this year we've lost a lot of riders out there. Lost a lot of riders to just silly things. Keep your eyes open, everybody. Ride smart. Watch out for each other. And let's hopefully we don't have to put any more white bikes out. Okay. So, you know, be defensive. Give a little. The car's bigger and heavier than you. Don't think you're going to win against it. So be smart. Ride safe, and everybody have a great Christmas, have a great New Year, and we will see ya in 2015.